The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Approves the aid for Ukraine and for Israel, for Taiwan. Yet somehow we aren't taking care of the southern border. And yes, there is no question that Speaker Mike Johnson has put himself in peril. Do I mind that these aid bills went forward? No. Should they have gone forward without the bill on the border going first and saying, guys, we should do the other things, but this first. Speaker Mike Johnson says we have a responsibility. And I have members of Congress saying, ha ha, you MAGA people, you're never going to get your way. You mean, hey, anybody who wants to fund the border. This was Eric Swalwell. Hey, anyone who wants to fund the border, it's not going to happen. My God, how many Chinese spies can you not have sex with before you decide maybe the southern border matters? That's just nutty stuff. Angry, despicable. But these bills are out. They'll be all combined in the Senate. Democrats are like, look at the win. Well, I guess it depends on how you look at the thing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So two things. First, in this aid package that was approved, there is the possibility with the Ukraine aid that's now going forward, which will really be seen as bullets. If we're talking about ammunition, that'll be made here in the U.S. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. There's now a conversation, as Politico reports it, that the U.S. is thinking of sending additional military advisors to Ukraine. I don't know what this is supposed to mean. If you agree with or disagree with funding for Ukraine, that is one thing altogether. You might agree or disagree with funding for Ukraine if we haven't funded the southern border, right? You could be with me on that subject. But the idea of sending military advisors, what is it that we're trying to do, show, or prove? What is the objective here? What is it that we are trying to put together here? I would make the argument only that every single time this conversation comes up, we should be concerned. Anytime we're discussing Americans engaged in training in Ukraine, we should be concerned. I believe it is smart and it is proper to support Ukraine. I believe it is smart and proper to thwart Russian aggression. And Tucker Carlson is wrong. Of course there is Russian aggression. He's also wrong about the use of nuclear weapons. Oh, that conversation with Joe Rogan is making the rounds. He's just wrong, and I can debate it anywhere, and I could be fine with it. The idea that it was wrong to use Fat Man and Little Boy in Hiroshima and Nagasaki is not the proper argument. If you want to have a theoretical argument about how we never should have created a nuclear weapon, you can have that argument. You can enjoy that all day. In the real world, this got done. And in the real world, you would have hundreds of thousands of more dead Americans in the Pacific. Well, you're okay with the idea that we bombed children. That is the argument of the political left. That is the argument of the child. I'm not okay with any of it. Which will bring us to Columbia University. I'm not okay with any of it. But I didn't start it. Now, all I want to do is talk about how to respond to it. And I believe one must respond with force. One does not respond with setting oneself on fire. The scene outside the courthouse where Donald Trump's trial is being held in New York, this nonsense trial about hush money payments, it's nonsense, got disrupted on Friday when a man set himself on fire. The video is flat out horrific. I watched it as I was sharing it on Tony Katz Today on Friday. I won't go back to it. It's horrific. The guy who did this was not protesting Trump per se. He was known as a conspiracy theorist. He was known as troubled and mentally ill. He was known to his family as such, and they did not know he had left the state of Florida. He then came up to New York and did this. There are pictures of him holding signs. Trump is with Biden and they're about to fascist coup us. Described himself as an investigative researcher, according to the reporting from the New York Post. He had written on Substack, "This extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup." I'm telling you right now that I concern myself with one world government conversations. I concern myself with the what is his name? Schwab. What is the guy who wants the one world? You know, producer Carl.
What, Klaus Schwab?
You know, Klaus. Is it Klaus Schwab?
Yeah.
Right. That guy is a lowlife. The guy who really believes that, you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happier.
And eat the bugs.
Doubt it. But I certainly don't want this guy deciding. I don't think it's a reason to set oneself on fire. But a lot of people looked at this and said, "My God, look what Trump has led people to do." This is the second person to self-immolate. That's the terminology, immolate. I-M-M-O-L-A-T-E, self-immolate. We saw this with a soldier upset with how the United States was dealing with Israel. Shame on him. Never mind he took his life. He was also wrong. I say it without any hesitation whatsoever. So that's what happened outside of the Trump trial. What's happening at Columbia? What's happening at Yale? What's happening in Northwestern? Lord knows how many universities today. It's just full-on pogroms. And as they made it clear, this isn't just about Jews. They want to take out America. They're in at Yale. They're ripping down the American flag and screaming Viva Palestina, which I'm pretty sure is cultural appropriation. I'm not sure. The jury is out. Someone's going to have to get back to me. But they're tearing down the American flag. At Columbia, they're holding signs in front of people who are pro-Israel and saying, hey, Hamas, here's your next targets. They're chanting, we love you, Hamas. They're chanting, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. And of course, the people on social media, no one's calling for death at Columbia. You're just a liar, Tony. Okay. Meanwhile, buy guns, buy ammo, and get trained. Why is Tony Katz of WIBC calling for violence? Let me take a moment, guys. I have been calling for people to buy guns, buy ammo, and get trained for years. And I believe that a society that is armed might give the bad guy a second thought. I believe the only way these things can be responded to is force. They take a look at somebody who is Jewish and they, because he's Orthodox, right? He's got the hat, he's got the suit, and therefore, not the kippah, not the head covering, an actual hat. And they say, Orthodox Jew, stop him. They don't actually know. They just make an assumption. You look like a Jew. And that's the way they say it, too. And then they stop these people from walking. Just like they'll stop you from driving on the Golden Gate Bridge, to which Bill Maher, he's got it absolutely right.
Now, then there's the people who don't want Israel to get any money. That's the pro-Palestinian protesters. They have been out this weekend. They were closing down bridges in San Francisco, New York, several other cities. That's their new thing, bridges. Get on the bridge and stop people from getting across the bridge. And the people are all saying, I'm trying to get on the bridge. Where is a drifting cargo ship when you need one?
Not a bad joke at all. Actually, if people are stopping you from moving, you're supposed to stop those people from stopping you. You're supposed to push right through them. You have a car, push right through them. They try and stop you from driving in Indianapolis by pulling a gun on you. Well, they should expect to get run over. I've only said so a million times. Someone's going to physically stop you from walking, walk right through them. These kinds of things haven't happened yet on campuses here in Indiana, and I hope they never do. But the moment will come where I'm going to have to say, I'm heading down to such and such a place or heading up to such and such a place, and I'm going to help people walk through a campus. Anybody want to join me? That's what's needed on the campus of Columbia, right there in New York. Except at Columbia, the rabbi there told students it's too dangerous to come back. Don't. The classes will be virtual today as Passover, Jewish holiday, a holiday that symbolizes breaking the bonds of slavery. Good holiday, by the way. It starts tonight. And at Columbia University, the Jewish students are being told it's too scary and too dangerous for you to be here. Jews today, Americans tomorrow. The question is, who do we want to win this thing? And how do you win it? Well, I believe the answer is force in a lot of different ways. And I will get into what that means this morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Something happening here. So Scott Dixon wins Long Beach. And then he's going to be with Hammer and Nigel. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Tales from the Track with Scott Dixon, May 20th at Vision Loft Stutz, presented by Relay Indiana. Did they put more tickets out for sale and kind of reconfigure the room? Because I don't know. I thought by like last week we were done. It was sold out, but I haven't gotten that message. So I don't know if they, because of the popularity, if they reconfigured things. This is Monday, May 20th. In 4:30 to 8:30. You've got a private viewing of the Stutz Museum, dinner with the cash bar. There are going to be door prizes. You'll hear from Scott Dixon. There's a Q&A, the meet and greet with a photo, and Hotel Tango providing the bourbon, their red, white, and bourbon that supports their American Legion Be the One initiative. Very cool stuff. This is May 20th. You can get your tickets at WIBC.com, and you should, because Dixon is the stuff of legend at this stage of the game. Yeah, so this is all there. Go to WIBC.com. Tales from the Track, presented by Relay Indiana. It's all there for you. As we have stated, we bring you the newest addition to Tony Katz and the Morning News. It is not a person. It is a segment that we call Tradio. We're going to have to come up with a name, and we're going to have to come up with a jingle, Producer Carl. I spend a lot of time during the breaks looking at things like Facebook Marketplace. I would look at Nextdoor, but I really don't want to get involved in other people's drama, because Nextdoor is where you go to completely be like absorbed into the system, and you become part of the matrix. Facebook Marketplace, you can still pull yourself out. But on Marketplace, I look at all these kinds of things that are for sale, and some of them are just nuts. This is the latest that's for sale. Being sold in Greensburg, Indiana, Matt Bear, you can get yourself an electric bacon cooker with different crispiness levels.
How much bacon can I get on that bacon cooker?
That's a great question. So it's called the Bacon Master. And I actually had to look it up to understand how it works. And it's almost like a pyramid, except it's a little more oval than that. And you lay the strips of bacon over it. And then you basically close it like a briefcase.
Oh, this
like
sucks.
They put this thing around it, and then it cooks your bacon. I think you can fit 6 strips.
Does it have a lock on it like a briefcase?
No. Oh, it's okay. Not like you carry it around with you, and then you're like fresh bacon wherever you are.
That'd be great.
It's the Bacon Master Cooker. Here's the part I don't understand. It has a preheat function for thicker bacon. All right, I'm a little confused there. Then it has basically 6 ways you can heat it up, like 6 ways you can cook it, and 3 of them are traditional, and 3 of them are crispy. The question is, being Jewish, I may not have the answer. How is there anything but crispy bacon?
Well, it should have a third option, extra crispy, because that's the only way to cook bacon. You got to burn it. That's how you do it. No, it's you burn the
Ladies
toast for the BLT. You pick the tomato right off the tree, like those exist anymore.
And right, you pick the tomato right off the tree, even though it comes from a vine.
Yeah,
but sure,
yeah.
Keep going.
Hey, listen, I've seen tomato trees before, but you burn the bacon. You absolutely burn the bacon, and then it's the best. That's what you do.
You almost burn the bacon. You're right there.
It's fine line.
Right at the point of questionable. Bacon comes off, and that's the crispy bacon. But the point is, what is traditional? Crispy is traditional.
I think traditional, when they say that, it's like when you get at a diner, maybe a little bit soggy, you know, it's been sitting out underneath a heat lamp for a little bit. Sometimes that tastes really good, man.
If I'm sitting in a diner and I'm getting a little bit soggy, I take the plate and I scream, "I didn't order any of this," and I throw it. Preferably in the direction of a small child. And I say, "Enjoy your soggy bacon, little child."
Oh, yeah, the children. Poor Irma. She wanted was a tip, a $5 tip, and she got bacon thrown at her.
But I love the fact that in your world, it's not that the poor little kid just got bacon thrown in their face. It's that the waitress's name is Irma.
Yeah, the kid will be fine.
Dot is busy on break or something. Oh, that's terrific.
The kid can grow out of it.
The electric bacon cooker. It is available out of Greensburg, Indiana for $10. Get it before it's too late. That's on Facebook Marketplace. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. So you're going to hear a bunch about Trump and the courts this week. Because the jury is set in this nonsense trial. The charges brought against him by the district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, the hush money case, he paid off Stormy Daniels not to say anything. No one cares. Well, he broke the law. No, he didn't. Well, he wrote the check from the wrong account. That's a misdemeanor. But Alvin Bragg is going after this case like it's a felony. Yes, he's abusing the legal system to go after his political enemies. Proud now? Glad we worked that all out. Did I say hello, Tony Katz? 93 WIBC, good morning. I forget. I think the voice was fine yesterday, and I think it will be fine. I think it just, this was a weird morning. I have 34 pounds of brisket on the smoker right now, and that involved being up at midnight, and then at 2, and then at 4. So I think that's it. Like, I feel great. I feel like $1 million. So if I sound weird, it's the price you pay. For brisket people, it's the price you pay. So the trial is opening because they now got the alternate jurors, the 12 on the jury, 6 alternates, and you can be sure that there's going to be madness. You can be sure that people are going to leave that jury. You also have Trump saying gag order. We don't need no stinking gag order. And he is just, oh, he wants to talk. He wants to say things. He has no interest at all on being silent. He has absolutely no interest. This scam rush trial taking place in a 95% Democrat area is a planned and coordinated witch hunt that could have been brought 8 years ago, but everybody passed. Instead, they waited and brought it right in the middle of my presidential campaign against the worst and most incompetent president ever, crooked Joe Biden. Well, that part is true. That's not even a debate. Like Trump, don't like Trump, it doesn't matter. That part is true. The timing of this trial and all the others is purely political from a Democratic Party that wants to tell the rest of us how to be decent. They don't want to tell the protesters at Columbia, these Gestapo types, how to be decent. They don't, no. They won't stand up for that. But everybody else, you know, they'll tell you. But this is not the only case involving Trump. The Supreme Court will hear the oral argument on whether a former president, specifically Donald Trump, is immune to federal criminal charges. Now, I commend you to taking a look at SCOTUS blog, SCOTUS, SCOTUSblog.com. I think it's excellent. And when decisions come, like when they start announcing decisions, this is where you go because they post decisions and analysis in a live feed, right? So in real time. It is outrageously geeky. I get it. But it is amazing because my view is with SCOTUS blog, it's very, I mean, certainly people are generally commenting and people can leave comments, but people who actually do follow the law and understand the intricacies of the law, they're commenting, they're sharing, and it's just a fascinating deep dive. It really is something. So in the final oral arguments going on for this term, they're going to be hearing the case about criminal immunity. And what's before the justices is whether Trump can be tried on criminal charges that he conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election. So the trial from that's in front of U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, the one being brought by Jack Smith, that's on hold right now. And this from SCOTUS will determine whether it can go forward. And certainly could have an effect on whether the trials in Florida and Georgia can proceed. The one that we're talking about with this hush money is something that happened before Trump was president. Therefore, a decision here would have no bearing, it seems, on that case. I don't know how, based on the little bit that I know about the case, I don't know how the Supreme Court's going to say, no, you can't bring something against a former president. I don't know how presidential immunity prevents cases from being brought against a former president. But that would be different than whether or not specific cases can be brought against a former president. That's a different subject. A case being brought versus the specifics of a case. And I don't know how the Supreme Court is going to say, here are specifics that can't be brought. That's my first take. I don't know how they're going to make that level of differentiation. I don't know how you do it. So I find myself thinking they're going to say, yeah, of course you can bring a case. And then each case being different, it would have to be decided and judged on its merits. And it's possible that some cases could be thrown out because the president does have certain levels of, well, this is what it takes to do the job. I think that'd be rational for a Republican or a Democrat. The problem we have politically is that we have those who believe that nothing is rational for a Republican and anything goes for a Democrat. That's very clearly part of the issue. So we'll hear the oral arguments today. I'm very curious to see how it does get discussed, what questions the court asks back, and specifically who is asking questions. Do we hear a lot from Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sotomayor? Or are we going to hear a lot from Kavanaugh and Gorsuch? Will we hear from Clarence Thomas at all, who famously never asked questions until the death of Antonin Scalia, and then he said, okay, I guess somebody's got to step in.